Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors along one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Wanda Saber of Unishippers of Green Bay. And Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And we're going to talk to Wanda about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, We've been asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Wanda Saber of Unishippers of Green Bay. And Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. Hi, Wanda. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am doing well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show, Wanda. We would like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning, and I think I have an idea.
I'm calling from snowy Green Bay, Wisconsin today.
Wow. Okay. We got a little snow here, too, Wanda. It wasn't a lot. I think we got maybe about 3 inches, and it's kind of like freezing rain now. So I guess that's to be expected, though, for this time of year, isn't it?
No, we are probably 3 inches into the soft, white, fluffy stuff, and we've been busy shoveling the snow off of our stairway. We are in a 100-year-old building on Green Bay's Main Street, and elevators. We're in the historic building.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it sounds nice, though. That's fantastic. Maybe you could tell us about Unishippers, and how you got involved with the franchise. I know it's an interesting story.
Well, after church one day, we had a friend stop by and say to my husband, Bill, you look horrible. And he looked up and said, I hate my job. He had been in retail computer sales for years, nights, weekends, frenzies around the holiday. And at the time, our friend whipped out a business magazine, and on the cover was a picture of a guy leaning against a Ferrari. He was the president of a new franchise called Unishippers.
Right.
The company acted at that time as a reseller for Airborne Express, purchasing, shipping in bulk, and reselling it to small businesses at a rate better than most people could get on their own. And at the time, the reselling of overnight letters and packages was 100% of the Unishippers portfolio. At first, Bill and his partner did sales after they spent about half a year trying to talk their wives into it. But they did sales, first of all. I did the billing, and we bought out our partner after about 18 months, and then Bill and I job shared. We had 6 children at the time, so whoever wasn't working the business was taking care of the children. And now, in a complete role reversal, I'm the person who's over sales, and he's over accounting, customer service. So it's been an interesting ride, 21 years.
It's a wonderful story. I mean, when I read about it, I said, wow, I mean, this is perfect for our show. I mean, one of the things that I loved about it was really, it sounded like there was, like, family support, you know, and I think that's so important, isn't it, Wanda, to have that family support, you know? I mean, if you weren't totally into it or your children weren't, you know, helping out, I don't think it would have worked as well, would it?
Well, for anybody who's looking at a franchise and they're having a hard time convincing their spouse, I totally hear you because I always say I was dragged kicking and screaming into Unishippers. We went from having a fairly reliable paycheck into hopeful spreadsheets, but boy, is it hard. And at the time, my husband was the sole income producer. However, it has become our family farm. Each of the children has worked in it. Our daughter recently moved from being office manager. She went back. She's got about a year left of her college degree. She's getting married in just a couple of weeks.
Wow,
but as the staff was quizzing her, thank you, about how long she's worked in the business, we think she was about 6 when she started licking envelopes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, they've done all sorts of things. They've cleaned the business building for us. They've certainly done invoicing. They've done sales for us, appointment setting, data management, customer service, auditing. It has really helped each of the kids to define their career path. And right now we have still one college student who's doing part-time work for us, doing freight extractions, but otherwise they've all used the business experience to launch into something else.
Wow, I love this story. It sounds like your husband knew early on, you know, that Unishippers was the business model that he was going to go with. You know, it was pretty early on. Was it difficult? I mean, did he look at other models that were out there, or, you know, did he look at other things? I mean, what was it about Unishippers that stood out?
Well, at the time, the fact that it could be done as a work-from-home business,
mm-hmm.
because we didn't
right.
have a tremendous amount of capital. We had equity, and our friend had capital.
Mm-hmm.
And by combining the two resources, they were able to come up with the franchise fee and begin the business. But as we are contacted from prospective franchisees and they say, well, what would you do differently, I tell them, double your startup costs. Just have that much extra money because they each had to go and get a part-time job
right.
at the very beginning until the money started coming in. Billing a customer does not mean that you're going to see that money in the next week. The receivables is a big issue for people starting out.
Right. That's very powerful. I'm going to have to share that with my business students. I teach for a Catholic university, and I work with an entrepreneurial group. And what you just said is really very powerful, you know, with the whole accounts receivable, you know, and everything like that. It's just it's so important. UniShippers has a unique business model. You know, we've had UniShippers on the show before. We've been doing the show now 7 years, and I've always been fascinated with the model. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, how UniShippers differentiates itself from, like, the competition in your market.
Sure. UniShippers is different because we offer a full portfolio of transportation services,
mm-hmm.
which is unusual in the market. Businesses can call UniShippers for a full truckload, dry van, and flatbed. They can call us to move individual pallets of freight.
Mm-hmm.
We work with UPS Freight and Saia, YRC, along with a lot of real small local carriers.
Mm-hmm.
We do international pallet freight. We do international small package, domestic small package with UPS. Rail, ocean, even expedited
wow.
or courier. So if somebody has to move something,
mm-hmm.
they call us. And on the off chance that it's something that we don't do, like we don't do bulk liquids, we'll at least
right.
put them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy call for people to make. And the fact that we have the ability to sell any service means that we're going to work for the customer and
mm-hmm.
come up with the solution that's best for them because we don't have to sell a specific portfolio where in some transportation companies they might only be looking at selling over-the-road trucking. Instead, somebody will say, you know, I have three freezer units that need to get into Canada in the next 2 days. What are my options? Well, okay,
right.
we could do a direct van where it's
mm-hmm.
the only freight on the van. We could send it through the LTL system with a guarantee. We could put it on an airplane and send it as guaranteed air freight. And depending on what the weather is, one of those choices might be better than another depending on where the hubs are. So the fact that we're unbiased in terms of what we're selling and we're really
right.
trying to give people the full range so that they can make their best choice is a big benefit to businesses.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. I've always liked the UniShippers. I don't know if it's their tagline, but, of course, saving businesses time and money, particularly, you know, for the small and medium-sized businesses, it's so important, isn't it?
Yes, and actually our official tagline is the shipping company that works for you. But what
mm-hmm.
we find from doing customer surveys has given us the secondary line, which is we save businesses time, trouble, and money. Certainly
like
we
that.
Get in the door because of the money differentiator.
Right.
On small package, we might save 10 to 20% on inbound routing because we do a lot of work for people who actually ship nothing. They manufacture nothing. However, we're routing their inbound raw materials.
Mm.
Many times we can save people 30%.
Wow.
And for something that most people think is a fixed cost and they don't even know they're overspending,
right.
that is like manna from heaven.
Of course. That's amazing. How many franchises do you operate now? And maybe you could talk about, like, you know, what territories you're in, Wanda, and how many employees are actually on staff now?
Sure. We own three UniShippers franchises. We
mm-hmm.
bought the first, Green Bay, in 1992.
Okay.
And at the time, it was considered a size one territory, meaning 12,000 businesses in the area, four counties around Green Bay.
Right.
We really liked it. We purchased the Seattle North territory in 2010 and the Mobile, Alabama, in 2011. And
wow.
combined, that is just about seven franchise territories because the others are larger, and, of course, our territory, the number of businesses in our territory has grown. We initially ran Seattle with the remote reps from Seattle
mm-hmm.
selling the transportation services, but we found that with all the cool technology available to us, we are more able more effectively able to sell from reps here in the Green Bay office. And that's because when they're here in Green Bay, they can interact with the customer service people. And although freight is not rocket science, you have to know a lot of details.
Right.
And unless you're right there with the customer service people picking up on all those things that can get a person in trouble, it's hard to effectively sell in a way that helps people avoid all the troubles of shipping.
Sure.
We have salespeople here, accounting, transportation coordinators, IT and administration, all told we have about 25 people here.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is amazing. Something unique that you did that I was very interested in, maybe talk about what you did as far as you created like a wellness program, and I thought that was fascinating.
Yes, and one of the things that we want to do every year is throw some kind of money and energy into a wellness program because even though I can't cost justify it in any tangible way, we know that if people are happy, they do better work. We recently received the 2013 Family Friendly Business Award from our local Chamber of Commerce, and one of the things that helped us along there is that we are committed to these programs. So this year, it was a stress relief program, and we focused on learning about activities that people are prone to do when under stress but don't actually work.
Sure.
And then we contrasted them with activities that people might not initially feel like doing but which are very effective. We decided to do an 8-week program. We find that 8 weeks is a good time to keep a pretty high focus on something. We've done 12-week programs in the past, and it's a little hard to keep motivation for 12 weeks.
Sure.
But this one had three main components. Some kind of outdoor activity, walking, biking, rollerblading, or they could do yoga, or they could do meditation. We took one staff meeting to describe the program and talk about the coping tools, and then each participant received a little hard copy book and documentation on the program with a bunch of web links because although yoga is a great idea, we didn't want people to have to go and sign up for a class. The same thing with meditation. There's so many good links on the web, so we provided those. So participants were asked to do a certain number of activities per week. We started out very modestly, just a couple per week, then three, then four. And then we increased the number of minutes once they were at four times per week. So at first, meditation may have been 5 minutes to be able to check off your book. And by the end, I think we were at 15 minutes. And every time they did a week's worth of activity, they got to choose from the magic fishbowl of tickets, which had some kind of reward or attaboy in them. And it sounds silly and like it wouldn't be motivating, but we had just excellent participation.
It's fantastic. I do. I think it's wonderful. There was something you said earlier, too, in the interview, Wanda, is, you know, you're mentioning about your husband and when someone saw him, you know, at a church service. Was this the inspiration for, like, this wellness program? I mean, how did the idea come about?
You know, that's an interesting question. Certainly we've seen the effects in our family of poor work-life balance. My husband's probably 5'9", and he topped out at about 230 pounds when he was working in a place where he was not happy. Boy, it's hard to carry around all that weight when you're not a happy camper. Now he's down under 190 now, so he's feeling a lot better.
That's great.
But yeah, if you don't pay attention to work-life balance or finding joy, even though a person still has to go to work and earn a paycheck, it sucks a lot of the joy out of life.
Sure, absolutely. Have you done something like this in the past, like at the wellness program in the past?
Yes, each year we try to do something, and we base our decision on feedback that we get from staffers. So we'll do an anonymous survey every year, and this year one of their top concerns was we need to learn to deal with stress.
Right, right. That's interesting. So what has been the reaction at corporate for Unishippers?
Well, they're very good. Corporate has an internal newsletter that they're sending out to all of the franchisees, and every time we've done something, they've publicized it, which made it very easy for us. Last year, we designed a Walk Across America event where We got a half dozen Unishippers offices across the United States, and everybody bought a pedometer, and we decided that we'd track their progress walking from one franchise to another on a virtual map. And that was mighty fun. And we learned that the people in California are highly competitive because they doubled what they thought they were going to do.
Did they really? Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's funny, the different cultures and states and things like that. It's interesting. Question I've been dying to ask you, you know, from all of your experience, because you've been doing this a long time now, and the majority of our listeners, Wanda, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they know that they want to go into their own business, and it seems like they're most interested in franchising. What would you say to them from all your years of experience as a franchisee?
Well, I love being an entrepreneur, but I really love being a franchisepreneur because it takes a lot of the risk and nighttime drama out of a person's life. I don't think anybody wants to start a business and lay awake feeling like they need to throw up every night.
Sure.
And you can do that if, you can do that anytime you want. But a lot of that goes away when you're part of a franchise system. We get a lot of calls from potential franchisees, and they ask me, what do you like about Unishippers in particular?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share that. But I think there are good things to look for as you're looking at any franchise system. And hopefully, when you're looking at a franchise system, you're able to call existing franchisees and do due diligence.
Right.
The first is we're really pleased with the ethical leadership of our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them has come from the franchise body. They owned franchises and still own franchises, but they were hired by the corporate office as we transitioned from the original founding ownership to this leadership team. So I'm very impressed with their ethics. I've been very impressed with how they retool. As I mentioned, when we first started, we were only reselling overnight letters and packages for Airborne Express. That was really pre-fax machines, pre-email attachments. So if that was all we were doing, you certainly would not be talking to me right now.
Wow.
So we've retooled to add freight, international shipping, rail, ocean. So retooling for market changes is big. I also love that there's a lot of franchisee input, grassroots, bottom-up input to the franchisor through their advisory councils. There's a marketing advisory council, a sales advisory council, a technical advisory council, and then I sit on the president's advisory council. I like to say that I'm the token woman there. but it that kind of feedback to the franchisor, that's the first important part of the equation. But the second important part is they actually listen to it, and we have found that franchisees are able to shape the policies implemented by the franchisor. If we come up with a great idea, they'll vet it, and if it's a great idea, it becomes the franchise policy. So those are all good things to look for as you're looking at a particular franchise system.
I think it's very powerful advice. You know, we've been doing the show now 7 years, and I think that's one of the best responses we've got, you know, is you know, particularly, you know, with the leadership, I'm very impressed how they were franchisees, because I think that's very important, you know, that they can empathize. I think sometimes it's difficult for someone to empathize what it's truly like to be a franchisee, you know, if you've never done it before. And something you mentioned, too, Wanda, is the whole, like, retooling, and I think that's important, too. It's a great word to use, the nighttime drama. It probably happens a lot with entrepreneurs, right? You're thinking, okay, what do I have to do next, you know, and you're thinking about all these different ideas, and you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work, and I'm sure Unishippers does a lot of research, you know, market research as far as, you know, what's going on out there, what trends are taking place in the industry. And then, again, the franchisee input is so important, because I don't think all, you know, again, studying franchising for as long as I have now, not all of them really act upon, you know, the input from the franchisees. They'll listen to it, but they don't really do anything with it, you know. So I think that's so important, what you just said. You know, I think that's very powerful. So, you know, I can understand, you know, why you enjoy the Unishippers system so much. What's next with you? I mean, as far as, you know, franchising and your wellness program over the next year, Wanda?
This year, we're not sure what we're going to do in the new year other than we want to finish up one of the things from the survey from 2013. One of the other main items was we'd like some help with financial planning. And after talking with a number of business owners, you know, in addition to a great franchisor, we run a, I think we're up to five synergy groups where franchisees talk to each other, meeting once a week via phone. And I also have sat on a couple of different CEO groups through our local Chamber of Commerce, which is certainly not all Unishippers, many different types of businesses. And I've talked with some of our vendor partners, too. And the thing I heard the most that is intriguing to me to address that need is Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. So we're going to vet that ourselves, my husband Bill and I, and then we're going to give an incentive to our folks to begin that, and then we'll continue with a support group for the people who've been through that particular program. So that's our wrap-up from last year's survey, and then based on what we get from this year's survey, we'll design a program to meet those particular needs. So I don't know. The employees are leading me, and I'm not sure where we're going to go.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the services that you provide at your franchise, Wanda?
Well, I'd love them to call our office. Our number is 800-773-8545, and it's Unishippers Green Bay. There are a lot of Unishippers offices throughout the United States, and if they're interested in doing business, please call me. We're all about doing business.
And that's the great thing about Unishippers, right? Is that, I mean, that you know, they could be anywhere all over the country. I mean, I could be here in Eastern Pennsylvania, and I can still call you for your services, which I think is fantastic.
Yes, we're open from 8 to 5 in all time zones, and although the typical Unishippers business model is small to mid-sized businesses, we have, through very, very happy referrals, been able to work with a number of quite large companies where just through casual conversations, they learn from others that Unishippers can find leaking transportation dollars, and that's what we'll do. We'll come in, take a global look at all transportation dollars, even those that are cleverly hidden in the invoices of vendors and not split out by transportation line item. And we'll make some recommendations for them. And because we're small, you know, there's a benefit to being part of a large franchise system. We have buying power. We have great automation and good tools. But the benefit to being a locally run franchise office is we're able to customize pretty darn quick for people and put in some solutions that are unique to them and really address their specific needs.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Wanda, for coming on the show. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'd really like to invite you back next year. You know, we'll continue talking about all the wonderful things you're doing. This was a great story for our listeners, so I want to thank you again and wish you a happy holidays as well.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate the time to come on, and please call anytime. We love to talk about doing business in the United States.
Thanks so much, Wanda. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. You too.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reese's podcast. You get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and in January, we hit a milestone of over 18,000 listeners. So over that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Rick Werner, who is a franchisee to Unishippers. And we love having franchisees on the show, of course, matching our tagline, asking the franchipreneur who owns one. And we asked Rick the question, what advice would you give to our 18,000-plus listeners listening to the show? And I thought his answer was brilliant. He talked about the importance of leveraging your experience. You know, in many instances when you buy a franchise, you don't have to have experience in a particular industry. But Rick was mentioning that you should leverage your past experience to work for you. So I thought what he said was brilliant. So here we go with Rick Werner of Unishippers.
That's fantastic. Last month we had it was over 18,000 people listen to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seems a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there. What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience and your life experience, where you are now and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. Do your research. With the Internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system and ask them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And a lot of times they were candid, and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And so I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home, and, you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire, if I ever have to retire, from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to do due diligence.
That's great advice. Yeah, I like how you say leverage your experience too, because you can see that in talking to you. Is that's what you did? You know, it wasn't direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now, very effectively. You know, so it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's great. It's fantastic. It's very powerful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.